This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, it ain't just Doug Steffen. It's Michael Harrison as well here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the radio of the top 10 stories of the week, according to research done by all the folks at Talkers Magazine. And the people list as well, a lot of things to be expected this week and a lot of things that are new, including a couple of new affiliates to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are a number of stations in New Hampshire, Michael, matter of fact, who are signed on, Dover, Concord, Laconia, or as they say, Concord.
Concord, yeah, it's Concord.
It's Concord, New Hampshire. So hi to all the folks up there associated with Vinny Media, and also in the Pascagoula. I love this, Mississippi. That's where the big boatyard is. You know, they make all the ships down there in Mobile, Alabama, that area. WPMO-AM is taking our program.
Good stations.
Yes, exactly. All right, so Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here in association with the folks. We put a couple of hours together every week, including DJV input from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug. But this is the official way. This is the official word.
That's right. I'm wearing
Michael.
My badge.
Yes.
I'm wearing my badge and
the
my
badge
ribbon.
Of honor. You have it
yes.
Yellow. Did you tie a yellow ribbon in your hair today?
I always do.
That's good. Okay.
On my hair. No, I always put it around my tree.
That's right.
I don't have enough hair for the ribbon to hold on to.
Okay, right. Cut your hair. All right, let's get to the story.
Here we go. Let's get this show on the road. At number 10, we have the Capitol attack investigation still going on. At number 9, we have the education crisis still going on. At number 8, we have the economy barely going on.
Still going on. Kind of going on. Yeah.
At number 7, U.S. foreign affairs. Remember that? And that really covers China and Russia and Iran and Afghanistan and it's North Korea. We have censorship and social media as a burning topic of the airwaves at number 6, and that's certainly an interesting one indeed, full of all kinds of little twists and turns. At number 5, we have Biden issuing executive orders. Climate change and immigration reform, much of the climate change and immigration reform tied at number 5 with the executive orders, so the result of his executive orders, back to Paris, no more wall, you know, it's like, and now for something completely different.
Keystone Pipeline, say goodbye to all those jobs, fracking in Pennsylvania.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Deportation of illegal aliens. All right, we can talk about that when we get
the shutdown of free speech. Yeah. At number 4, Trump pardons and Biden cabinet picks. Those two topics were at number 4. Trump has issued almost a couple of hundred pardons. Some of them are questionable and controversial. And Biden is setting up his administration. It's kind of amazing how all of a sudden, like, they're running things and saying, how do they know what to do in 1 hour? Where'd they get all those signs? It's like, yeah, right. How did he redecorate the office? I mean, it's like, what?
Do you know that they go through the White House?
I got junk in my office for years that I
haven't
been able to move.
There's a team of people that go in 5 hours. They paint every room in the White House. Mm-hmm. They fix all of, bring in the furniture, move out the old, bring in the new. Yeah. All of that sort of thing. In 5 hours, they get it.
How would you
done.
Like to sleep in Trump's bed?
Well, the beds are all changed. They take all the beds out, and they put new beds in. All the beds are changed with every administration. It's like the car.
I understand, and this is important policy information. We have to be serious. I understand that Trump and Melania slept in separate bedrooms, but that Biden and Dr. Jill are going to sleep in the same bedroom.
Yeah. Clinton and Hillary were in separate bedrooms. I believe the Obama slept together. I think it has to do with the status of your relationship as much as anything else, you think?
I don't know. I've been watching The Crown, you know, on Netflix, and I'm amazed how nobody in the royal family sleeps together.
They did it Downton Abbey, though.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You should see. That's a fabulous. It'd be a good binge watch for you and Bernadette. And the movie, it's just fabulous.
Well,
we love
British stuff. We love British. Anything with...
I'm amazed that you have not seen Downton Abbey.
I mean, how much time do I have for mindless binging, you know? I mean, sometimes I avoid things that are good,
Instead, you spend all your time on mindless talk. It's great. Perfect. Congratulations.
So, that's number three, race relations. Race relations is the foundation of almost all...
Alright, hold on. Let's do it's always great when things like that, when somebody pulls the plug, time for a good commercial. Time for me to remind you actually about the fabulous opportunities presented to you, YOU, with the advent of the Navage Nasal Care System. These you can buy, I guess, in various stores. You can buy them online, which is the best, I think, the least expensive way of getting them. Go to Navage.com. Acquaint yourself with how your nose really works in case your doctor or you didn't figure out in biology when you were in high school. The nose is the gateway, the gatekeeper, if you will, to all of the things that are important to our bodies, your health and your well-being. All the bad stuff comes through your nose, your nostril air, or your eyes. So if you flush out the dangerous stuff that's in your nose, that's sort of wrapped around the mucus that gets hard, you know what I'm talking about, get that clean nose feeling. Feel well and be well with all natural relief from allergies and sinus congestion. No drugs whatsoever. It's all the Navage Nasal Care System's way of cleaning your nose and opening up the door to a healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Get into the irrigation business, if you will. Clean it out. Navage operates only with genuine Navage salt pod capsules, creates a perfectly balanced nasal rinse. Do it every day. Good for everybody from teenager on. And you get fast free shipping, too, when you go to Navage.com and order it online. Navage Nasal Care at N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
So Staples has everything your student needs at amazing prices. From notebooks to sanitizer, pencils to lap desks.
And this week, Staples marbleized comp books, one subject notebooks, and Elmer's school glue are only 75 cents each.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Restock for school and save big right now at Staples.
Ends 1/23/21. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse. because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Yvonne's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Yvonne's Bakehouse. Yvonne'sBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. Yvonne'sBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, we're working our way toward number one. Mm. Sounds like an old Frankie Valli song. Working my way back to you, working my way to number one. Number three, the race relations.
Race relations, right. I was talking about two. So number two is COVID-19. I mean, that of course is the issue of the issues. That's mm-hmm. our big issue, and that certainly is Biden's big issue. Yeah. And at number one, two events: the inauguration, which took place, and the impeachment, which is about to. And inauguration and impeachment, the two I
think they're really going to go through with the impeachment, or is it like it's over and over and over, and that's it?
That's the question of the day. My opinion: they should scrap it.
Yeah,
and just move on. And
everything,
say, hey,
everything. Move on.
Just move on. Scrap it as a display of goodwill, yeah. Because conservatives and Trump fans, of which there are many, especially in yep. our medium, are saying, "How can you use the word unity and at the same time have an impeachment trial?" And it makes a lot of sense. So let's see what happens.
But, well, they haven't. Many of our colleagues in talk radio have not exactly been unifiers. Let's not kid ourselves.
Well, yeah, but I'm just telling you, I'm reporting on what they're saying, and that's what they're saying. No, I think we all have to do soul searching as to how to handle the influence of words in this era, in which words have such sharp and potent impact.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
you know, I've spent my whole career studying and defending the First Amendment and dealing with freedom of speech. And I got to tell you, I'm wrestling with a lot of issues that have changed their nature as a result of these new times that we're in. Mm-hmm. And we're all, those of us who care about these things as being a serious part of what America's about, we've got to really cling to the basic tenets of the First Amendment, which is challenged under these conditions. Mm-hmm. To be continued, obviously. Let's talk about the people. Joseph Biggs at 10, Jen Psaki and Amanda Gorman tied at number 9, both young women who emerged on the scene this week, who I think we'll be obviously hearing a lot about. One is the new press secretary, Jen Psaki. What a pro.
Where'd she come from? What's her background?
State Department and the Obama administration. She's a real professional government spokesperson.
Huh.
It's a certain type of person that I've encountered over the years. You have too. And when you come up, when you come in contact with one and you see them work, they're extremely professional. And She really. I only saw her one time, and it was on Wednesday evening, her first press conference. She was mm-hmm. smooth as they come. We'll see what happens. I'm not endorsing her, but I'm just saying it was a pleasure seeing her. And I'm just totally knocked out by the young 22-year-old Amanda Gorman, the youth poet laureate.
Poetess, right?
Oh yeah. My mm-hmm. gosh! And what a beautiful piece of work. And it had a lot of the elements of rap music. The phraseology and the way the words were laid out in the poem and rhymed, and I think that she's an important person in terms of culture and literature. Very, very impressive. Yeah. Number 8, we have a couple of bad boys that were rescued by Donald Trump, Stephen Bannon, Albert Pirro. Albert Pirro is Jeanine Pirro's husband.
Judge.
Yeah. Yeah, and she lobbied, Trump owes her. I don't know whether he owes her a pardon, but she's been pretty supportive of him. We got Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. They need to be pardoned by God.
All right, hold on. The rest of the list coming up and more comments on what was going on in the News Talk Radio world for the week of January 18th to the 22nd. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here.
Cubo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour, as we continue with an overview of the charts, the story chart, the people chart, appear both of them at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there, all kinds of things that are really important for those of us who love the format, want to know what's going on with the personalities. The whole business of talk radio has become prominent in the political arena. A lot of discussion about whether it should stay as prominent or the host that are there. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But we haven't finished the people list, Michael. So let's go back to that and get some insight as to some of these folks and why they're on the list.
Yeah, we have Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. We left off at number 7. Mm-hmm. And number 6, Pete Buttigieg. And he looks like he's off and running.
Yep.
Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Mitch McConnell.
Number 3. Be off and running.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, did I say that?
Kamala Harris is at 3. Uh-huh. Mm. Donald Trump is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Trump is bound to lose some of his impact, because I think, frankly, that people are going to there'll be a hardcore group. Trump says, maybe I'll start a third party, which, of course, would be complete disaster, because even though I'd love to see a third party that had substance that could really offer an alternative, because I don't like either of the parties, frankly. So where is there a new party? But, that's not about to be what Trump puts forth, if in fact he even does it. What do you think he's really going to do?
Think, but this is not an endorsement. I'm not saying I hope this happens. This is not an attack. Yeah. I think he's going to fade.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to fade. I think he's going to fade, and I think that he is going to wake up 2, 3, 4 weeks from now and say, I don't care if I fade. I think he's going to be dealing with so many other issues and so many problems that this will seem like a distracting game to him. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big believer in platform. I believe that when you step down from big platforms, you better damn well work hard and have a following, because mm-hmm. the platform of the presidency is a very hard thing to replace. And what will happen is, when Trump pops up on TV or he does things or he goes back to some of his old ways, he's going to appear cheesy, because mm-hmm. he won't be the president anymore.
Irrelevant, in fact. Yeah, the bully pulpit that they have is Gonzo. And so, well, you see what
But I may be wrong.
Yeah.
I want to say one thing.
Trump is very difficult to predict. He constantly breaks the trends, the rules. He surprises you. He has a resiliency that's amazing. He has an influence over millions of people that's hard to measure exactly what it is. So I say that prediction with all due respect and humility. I don't.
I said this week on the air, he was a symptom, not the cause of all of the uproar. He just gave people a platform. Remember when we used to talk about Vox Populi and what the talk radio hosts of the 70s and 80s did before Limbaugh came along, all of the different, I mean, I think of Jerry Williams especially. And
it was populist.
Yeah. Right.
But it wasn't politically populist. It was unpredictably populist.
Yeah,
it
right.
Didn't fall
exactly.
Along one line.
Who's the bad guy of the day? Yeah. You know, some of these people. And it wasn't even the good ones like Jerry. I talk about Jerry Williams, talking about the people that I grew up with in Boston. Gene Burns, who wasn't, he was a libertarian. And his tone affected, or that philosophy affected his tone. But he was so bright. And he came across that way, and people were, you know, there have been a school of radio hosts who were like that.
Well, you believe that they sought truth as opposed to victory. Right now, mm-hmm. It's just a matter of seeking victory at the expense of truth.
Right, exactly. There are a few. I think Bohannon is one of them. The guy on ABC at night, whose name I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Not awful. I'm a talk radio expert. What's the guy's name from ABC that's on at night?
When you say to me, I can't remember a name. It's like a sneeze or it's like a yawn. I can't remember it either, but it's...
Jim?
No, the guy at night on ABC.
Bohannon. Yeah.
He's a bright guy that knows about foreign policy. I had him on our panel at the at one of our U.S.-China relations.
I know.
We can Google it, but, I mean, come on. What's your name?
Right.
It's just John Batchelor.
Batchelor, that's right. That's it, Batchelor. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, don't you think he represents sort of that older, not old in a pejorative sense, but the type of host, the Michael Jackson sort of, and some people may not even remember some of these names.
Yeah, but that was before target programming, you know. Right now, audiences, not just talk radio, audiences for everything are targeted. Programs are targeted to people to give them what the executives in media think they want,
as opposed to
providing something interesting that might draw people in.
Be new. 29 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the inauguration went off with virtually no incidents, more than 10,000 National Guard members still on duty were told to leave the Capitol building and set up in the far side of the senator's parking garage. Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq war veteran, made some calls, and now Capitol Police have apologized to the guardsmen, and they were allowed back into the Capitol building Thursday night. Overnight temperatures were in the 30s. American trust in the media continues to erode. According to Axios, 56% of Americans agree that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. The survey also showed that 58% of Americans believe that most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology than with informing the public. Producers of No Time to Die, the latest installment of the James Bond franchise, have delayed its theatrical release yet again. Will now hit the theaters October 8th, according to Variety. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What happened to the $1.9 trillion relief package President Biden introduced last week? Let's get an update with USA Radio News' Jim Berg.
Last week, then-President-elect Joe Biden introduced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Now, President Joe Biden would like that plan passed in the first 100 days of his presidency. The plan includes $20 billion for a national vaccination program, $1,400 stimulus checks, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Regarding Joe Biden's economic policy, former Reagan economist Art Laffer tells Fox Business,
I thought Clinton was a great president and good on economics, and I thought he was terrific and still do. I think Biden has the potential of being as good as Clinton. Yeah, Biden has been in the Senate a long time. He gets along really well with the Republicans in the Senate. He's done well. He's been moderate. You know that Joe Biden voted for the 86 Tax Act and touted its attributes really highly. So Biden, I don't think, has a chip on his shoulder, and I think he can do a great job.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL's final playoff games before the Super Bowl will be played Sunday. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Green Bay Packers, 3:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Then Buffalo Bills at Kansas City Chiefs, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on Wednesday had good things to say about the Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
He deserves coach of the year, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Countdown. 34 after the hour now on the weekly talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers along with the staff, puts together the charts every week. This is the week of January 18th to the 22nd, inauguration week. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking about talk radio and what it's all about today, because that's really what Talkers Magazine is all about. Talk, the talk medium, talk radio, talk television, some of the great podcasts that are around. There has been this continuing focus the last couple of weeks, Michael. I think we talked about it last week for a while, whether certain companies are sending memos around telling their talk show hosts to tone down the claims that have been made, whether this is beyond now or does it have a life of its own. A lot of people say that the folks who were targeted, the people on the Westwood stations, Dan Bongino, I don't know, frankly. Ben Shapiro, I do, and Mark Levin, I do, and there are others. But they say they never got the memo that was in all of the newspapers. So, if
no, the memo was leaked. Memos are funny. The memos are either designed to be leaked or they're put out by people that don't realize that they're going to be leaked if they are controversial.
Yeah.
My response to the whole thing is that Cumulus basically put the memo out to cover themselves legally, mm-hmm. and to make a statement.
Why would there be a legal problem? Would you mind explaining What you think, legal problems? You mean people suing them for what they're saying, that kind of
thing? Suing them what they're saying, suing them for culpability in terms of riots, loss of life. Right. I mean, if you can sue the president, and if you can put the president on trial, and you could, you know, I mean, how far can that go? These people have got to protect their licenses. They have to protect their assets. They have to protect their stockholders. This is not some guy saying, oh, I don't like the politics of this guy. I'm going to, you know, shut him down. This is big business, and it's always been under the watchful eye of those who are responsible for these corporations that own the media. Just sometimes they're active and sometimes they're not, but they always approve of what's on the air and are responsible for it, whether it's in the news
by letting these people be on their airwaves.
Exactly. The choice of them, the whole fact that, that the media is so broken up into target audiences, as we talked about before. Right. You think that happens by accident? Mm-hmm. You think the people that are running MSNBC are saying, oh, we feel like liberals, we're doing the right thing, let's be liberal. No. This much of the
find
audience
a niche.
Is... Exactly. Yep. So it's when I'm asked to give my comments on these things, I guess a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. I know too much. Mm-hmm. It's not the face value of what you think, folks. It's deeper, and I don't like. I like telling the truth. I don't like making up spin and stories. You know, I'm all pro talk radio, but I'm not a mindless booster of it. So regardless, that's what's going on. But what happened, Doug, was by putting the memo out and making a story out of it, they actually blew it past its pertinence. No one's talking about that anymore because they wouldn't talk about it anyway. It's old news. The issue of the rigged election, you either believe it or you don't.
Right.
And now what it's done is it's...
But is there another... Will there be a new issue that will have the same tone to it? And will these people want to tone down... finding an audience. See, let's go back to what you said before. Finding an audience. Is the audience or an audience, pieces of the audience, tired of listening to all this angry stuff? If the audience is, it'll find programs like the one, if this sounds self-serving, that I do every day, with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. That DJV program is aimed at, you know, even though there are discussions of some of these issues, it isn't like, you're the right person and I'm the wrong person, or, you know, get booted in the pants and get off my air. Mm. You'd be amazed at the number of things that come via social media to us. You people should be taken off the air.
Well, we're living in a time right now where it's very difficult to even be moderate, because the polarization has created an atmosphere in which people say, if you're not with us, you're against us.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're not taking a position on it? If you don't support us, you're supporting them. That's how important this is. So it's almost dangerous to be a fence sitter. You get caught in the crossfire of these two sides. So nobody is safe. There's no safe ground anymore in this type of an environment. But are people getting tired of it? Slowly. Mm-hmm. Not fast enough for some to abandon it. What happens is when
that's
you,
interesting.
When
you put it that way, that's really interesting.
The answer.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, so let's talk about the COVID and what's going on here conversationally. The distribution, who's looking? You see, to go back to what I was saying about the Vox Populi and the stories that would be on the front burner, if you will, with some of these hosts that were around 20 years ago. It's that sort of thing. Should you wear a mask? That's not political. Do you slow down? There's a big billboard as you go into Las Vegas that says, please wear a mask and slow the spread. Okay. So, rather than, I'm free and I'm not going to wear a mask because I don't think I should have to, that's not the approach the Vox Populi guys would take.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. Let me jump in here because it's more complicated than that. Go back to, your sainted Jerry Williams. Jerry Williams led a giant revolt against the Massachusetts legislature back in the late 80s, the Teabag Rebellion. And what was it about? It was about the Massachusetts legislature passing a law that you have to wear seatbelts in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And Jerry Williams responded to the seatbelt mandate the same way people responding to the mask mandate. That, we know it's safer. We know that there are statistics that indicate you're better off. We know it'll save lives. But the government has no right to tell me what I do in the privacy of my car, and I don't have to put a seatbelt on if I don't want to. This is the government trying to run my life, and this is big government, and this is no good.
That's exactly what he did.
And he was very successful.
Okay, so you've been around the block a few times. You get the benefit of hindsight. There's right. nothing really new going on. This is the same old stuff.
I don't know. It was more entertaining listening to him.
Hey, I'm just telling it like it is.
I know you are. I know. But we've kind of cut the wings on some of these people. Let him. Jerry Williams, nobody ever told him he despised the bosses. And the bosses always stayed away from him because he was, you know, he
he was successful. He made the money.
Right. Made a lot of money.
That's how the bosses determine what they are for in terms of free speech. They want you to be as controversial as you can to the point of getting them in trouble. And then don't be more.
Right. So here's the, I'll let people have a little insight. I used to work at the same station that Jerry did. And I remember the fellow who was the program director and the fellow who was the general manager. When Jerry would get on the air and he would just go into these people and rip them apart and people would call the station to complain, the general manager was ecstatic. The more right. calls complaining he got, the better he liked it. And he encouraged, because that meant there were a lot of listeners and that meant advertising was worth more. And that's what they would do. They were, hey, folks. They're there to sell advertising and make money for the company. That's whatever's going to do that is what they're going to put on the
right.
air.
Right.
You know, so
there's very little concern about the political underpinnings that these formats right. are built on in terms of the guys owning and running the stations.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're like Salem and that it's a different.
Well, and that is also a strategic position.
Yeah.
Salem's adherence to conservative values and to supporting Trump. Was I happen to know the people. Yeah. There is a tremendous amount of sincerity about it. But it's also a political strategy, not a political, an economic strategy position in running radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is an audience that wants that type of steadfast loyalty
and, you know,
to the position.
The naivete of other news, quote-unquote, organizations like the New York Times that rails about stuff, they're in the same league. They found a niche in an audience.
Totally. Totally.
It was to read the crap that they put out, so that's, you know, what they do. Well, they're giving you the news. That's not it's a twist on the news.
Well,
and so, you know, just know that it's not any different than what we're talking about with regard to the talk radio world. They want to put themselves on a higher pedestal. Ooh, these guys down at talk radio land. Ooh.
Well, that's been my gripe is that other media such as newspapers and television, and certainly political action committees, which are media unto themselves, they're trying mm-hmm. to make talk radio look like somehow it's evil. That somehow right. talk radio is the instigator of all these problems. Give me a break.
Hello. Yeah. Well, no. It's just the naive. They don't understand what it's about, frankly.
They don't understand they're in the game. They don't understand that they're a combatant on the field, that they're not objective overviewers who are perfectly positioned in that sweet spot of the balance between all things in our society. They mm-hmm. are combatants on the field as well. And they're not holier than thou. They're doing the same damn thing that the people they're criticizing are doing.
What's new on the Michael Harrison interview up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show? Doug Steffen and Michael, let me remind you about how easy it is. You may think it's hard, but lose an inch a week. Lose a pound a day. Make your mind up as to what your goals are to lose weight, and then go to toploss.com. What happens when you go there? You read all about Calitrin, which is the top way to lose weight. I think there are people who say, they've asked me in the last couple of weeks, or since the beginning of the year when all of the advertising for Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig and go to the gym and all that stuff, hey, they're all great, but they lack one thing. That is the ability on these programs to lose the weight and then keep it off. That's where Calitrin comes in. That's the way, and you can learn about it with the private sessions that you have. They're available with the access you have to toploss.com. You sign up for the program, and they'll help you. There'll be a person that every day will check in on you. How can we help? What are you doing? What do you need? That sort of thing. You won't get that with any other weight loss program. So avail yourself of the information, because that's really what is most important here. Inform yourself as to what's there. Spend a few minutes. Find out how you're going to lose the weight and keep it off at TopLoss.com, the official site for Calitrin, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. All kinds of wonderful deals. You'll find them to be easy to get when you use the DJV code at checkout. That's DJV at checkout when you're buying the products at TopLoss.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies, and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
The $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From shopping and banking to everything else, so much of our lives these days has moved online. And of course, all of those websites we're using require passwords. We all know that the number one way to prevent online fraud is by having a strong password and not using that password across multiple websites. So how can you possibly keep track of all your passwords? We asked Robert Capps, VP of New Data Security, about using a password app.
Yeah, I think that anything that allows a consumer to have a strong password for each website they interact with is useful. I've seen everything from password journals, a physical book people write their passwords in and keep in a safe place, all the way through online services that will store your passwords encrypted until you're ready to use them. They all have their pluses and minuses, but they all help consumers keep their usernames and passwords straight.
More info is at newdatasecurity.com. That's NUdatasecurity.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, so the Michael Harrison interview every week, I like to highlight it because there's always a good talk radio perspective, as Michael is the king of talk radio in terms of information. So who do you have this week?
That's almost like being the Burger King. Yeah, that's really cool. Dom Giordano of WPHT in Philly and a new podcast called Readin', Writin', and Reason. He's an expert on education, and it's all about education and the crisis in America. It's one of the best podcasts we've ever done. It's at mhinterview.com. Check it out, folks.
And he is a very good guy. Among all the other things, he understands that city cold. He's one of those guys like Jerry Williams we were talking about earlier on, who could get a movement started, get traction. People pay attention to him. He's been in the city. I don't think he's ever been in another city, has he? He's always just been out of Philadelphia.
He comes from Philly. He was a teacher in Philly, grew up in Philly, and has been on the radio in Philly since 1987.
Yeah. So he's got it knocked.
Fills in for Jimbo on the Western One Network.
They're good.
And
they're
fill
good
in for Michael Savage, too.
Yeah, right. Yep, yep. All right, so check it out, mhinterview.com. It's also at talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$30,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After the hour now, it's time for us to view an overview of what's going on in the world of movies, streaming, even television makes it into the fold here. So get ready to have a wild ride with Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments, right after this.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
The ever-loving theme from the James Bond franchise, which hasn't changed once since the first one in 1961, in my mind, the real James Bond, Sean Connery. Although Daniel Craig has done a great job, Chuck Curry, of presenting an image that works for the world's most important spy. So what's the latest on releasing this movie? Certainly isn't going to be tomorrow.
No, I mean, it was supposed to be April. Now Sony, MGM has kicked the release date forward to October 6th, so Daniel Craig's No Time to Die. The last 007 film, which he supposedly will appear in, has been delayed once again. The same studio has kicked its Ghostbusters Afterlife, new Ghostbusters film, which looks actually really good, from July to November 11th. So, and I'm also hearing rumblings that Disney's going to kick its superhero movie, Black Widow, with Scarlett Johansson, the big, big superhero movie later in the year also. I think this is, again, unfortunately, mm-hmm. we keep talking about this, regurgitating the same story over and over, but I think summer could be a big trouble spot for theater owners. I really do. And then the question is, how are the major chains financially going to hold up here if they don't have product or yep. people don't come out to theaters till almost, you know, Christmas time? And I still say, speaking to Sony yesterday about this, I think the barometer, I'm telling you, Doug, is going to be Broadway. If Broadway can come back, then I think everything else opens up because it's a more intimate setting and people will be more comfortable going to movies and stadiums. But
I've been going to the movies. I don't see a problem. I don't see it. I don't see the problem at all.
I guess the question is, though, would you go to a multiplex if it was 175 seats and it was sold out? Would you do that? And the answer is probably not because we're still supposed to social distance and wear a mask. But until you get to that point where there's an absolute comfort zone, it could take, even if, you know, the coast is theoretically clear with vaccination, psychologically, we don't know the time of how people will feel comfortable going in masses. In small doses, yes, I'll go in small doses myself. But would I sit with a sold-out audience? Probably not until I know that, you know.
I would. Wear a mask. I would. I think I'm really, frankly, sick. I'm at the point of being tired of being some reality that doesn't fit for me. Frankly, it isn't. It's not my reality.
I got an interesting one here. This day in movie history, Heath Ledger passed away of a drug overdose. I didn't realize this in retrospect. He was 28 years old when he passed. That means he was only 27 years old when he played.
You know,
won an Oscar.
One of the things that bothers me about him and that ilk is that they make a godlike, because he made a controversial movie and he played a part that wasn't typical. Yeah. He became this figure. That movie didn't appeal to me at all, but that just is me. It doesn't appeal to me telling stories like that. That doesn't mean that it was bad. It just means that there was way overplayed focus on that movie and him. People get off on this stuff. They go, they follow a train. Oh my God, wasn't that great? Talk about gay guys. And, it was just, I don't get it. So it isn't just about that. It's a lot of other things where people just jump on the bandwagon and they don't really know what the issues are. Let's go back a little bit for a second to what you were saying about things being put off. That Top Gun Maverick movie that's supposed to be out, it looks like Paramount was offered a lot of money to put it on the streaming service, and they said no. We're not going to do that.
Because any money that for these big films, they're going to offer, like, some of the streaming services will offer up to $200-$250 million. That's a break even. It's not a profit. You're not going into profit. You have to play these movies internationally and domestically to have a chance to make a nice. You're not going to spend $250 million to break even unless they absolutely, absolutely have no choice. And there is light at the end of the tunnel, so
there is
a choice.
Yeah, plenty of choice. What's coming out this weekend? It seemed to me there was a new movie.
There is nothing that goes wide this weekend, Doug.
Really? I thought there was something that was new that was coming out this week. All right, I'll check it out. I'll try to go to the movies anyway just because I want to go. All right, Chucker, thank you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.